Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, and speaking of different experiences, I'm joined now by Chef Sunil Guy of the restaurants Pickle, Tiffin and Street by Sunil. Good afternoon, Sunil.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
Good, and you're going to give us a curry masterclass today because people can be a little bit afraid of making curries at home. We think leave it to the professionals, but it is doable. The word curry has quite a broad meaning, doesn't it? It covers a multitude, really, doesn't it?
Curry is basically a dish which has sauce in it, which is cooked with onions, spices, yogurt or tomato. And it's very much Asian dish. You find that in China or in Thailand as well. Green curry, that's also called curry as well.
Yeah.
It's basically a mixture of spices, onions and a sauce a little bit. That's what it is.
Okay. So then in terms of, we always wonder about like the Indian food we're eating here. Is it actually what they eat in India and all that? So say you cook Northern Indian food, right?
Pickle is a North Indian restaurant, so we cook North Indian food there.
And so explain to me a little bit about North Indian and how that would be different from South Indian.
So South Indian food is totally different than the North Indian. The spices are changed from North to South. I give you a simple example. I always do that, a korma sauce. So korma sauce in North is most of the cream, saffron and cardamom and all those flavors in it. And onions.
Yeah.
And if you go to the north part, it's based on coconut milk.
Okay.
So it's light version of that. And in south, we use more black pepper than more green chilies. In north, we use more green chilies and more red chili powders in it.
Okay. So it sounds like the northern food is maybe a bit deeper and a bit heavier, lighter in the south. You have a goat mince curry on the menu and pickle.
Yes,
are Irish people taken to the eating goat? We probably, like, I'd say Irish people think like our ancestors ate goat. We're not going back to eating goat. We want lamb now.
It was a bit of a challenge when we started. Because see, in India, we don't use lamb. We always use goat on our curries or in our menus. But when I came here, we had goat milk available, goat cheese was available, but there was no goat meat. Nobody was eating it. That was in back 2001.
Yeah.
Pickle was open in 2016, so my first game was to use goat on the menu. And Katie McGuinness helped me out to find the right supplier for it, you know. So we used to have, in Temple Bar, Bergamon Meats used to put a small shop on the farmer's market. So I used to go and bring the meat from there. And it went on the menu, people were afraid of ordering it. But when they ordered once, they never went back. They always go back to it, you know. They always want to try it. And this is one of our signature dish on the menu, which is still there from last 8 years.
Do we eat a lot more meat in our curries than Indians do?
You can say that, yes.
Yeah.
We do have. Like some of the dishes in Indian food, we do have vegetables and meat together.
Yeah.
But here, if you try to put that thing together, some people will complain, you have more vegetables than meat in my dish. So we have those selected dishes on the menu. That's what the trend is. But some of the dishes, we started putting some vegetables in it and people liking it.
Yeah. Or I often think if you get one meat dish and then get a couple of...
Get a side dish, like a lentils or beans or potatoes or cauliflower.
The more normal way of eating.
And people do that.
Yeah.
People do that.
Tell me then, we'll get on to the recipes in the cooking now, but just tell me quickly, what would be a curry for a special occasion then where you come from?
I come from north part of India. Basically, I'm from a Punjabi family.
Yeah.
So our food is like very rich flavors of like butter chicken. Or if it is a vegetarian feast, so it will be a chickpea curry or a black lentils, which is cooked for a good 36 hours. And with some parathas and butter naans and all that stuff will be there.
Okay. So butter chicken. Will we use butter chicken? It won't scare the horses. Not too spicy, but still very flavorsome.
Definitely.
Will we use that to talk through the stages of a curry, so on, the layering up of it? So I suppose do we start with our spices?
You start basically marinating the chicken first.
All right.
So you marinate the chicken with some ginger, garlic, red chili powder, yogurt, and leave it on the side for a good 6-7 hours. If you can do it overnight, nothing like it. Do it.
Okay.
But if you can't, then do it for at least 5-6 hours. Leave it on the side. Cook it on the char grill or in the oven. Nobody will have tandoor at home, so you can always cook that in the oven itself. So that's cooking, and then you start your sauce. So you start, sauce will have some onions, oil, butter, ginger, chopped green chilies, green cardamoms, fresh fenugreek if you can get it. If you can't, then use the dry fenugreek. We use fresh fenugreek in our recipes. You can use dry fenugreek powder and some red chili powder, some little bit of coriander powder. Mix it nicely, gently, add tomato paste or tomato puree to it, add right. some cream, butter, finish it off with some honey and lemon juice and fresh coriander.
Okay.
And then you add your cooked chicken into the sauce.
The chicken only goes in at the end. Is it
yeah, so chicken is cooked almost 75-80%.
Yeah.
And then you put it into the sauce so that it leaves its juices into the curry. And then you cook it.
Okay. Because I think some people might imagine that you're slow cooking the chicken in the sauce for hours and hours.
No. You cook the chicken. See, the flavor, butter chicken tikka flavor comes from the char, charcoal. Okay. That's okay. where the flavor comes from. So you always cook the chicken separate. And then you finish it off in the sauce.
Okay. And then you mentioned there paratha, rice and stuff. So would Indians have both bread and rice?
We always have. Because we always have. What we have when we're eating our food, we have a bit of lentils, we have a bit of meat. If you're a non-vegetarian, you'll have some rice and a bread and a pickle for sure. And some salad. So you always have that thing going. So you always have rice with some lentils. Your paratha or your naan, you with your meat. That's how it was.
Okay, yeah, I can see that piece there. So you have a simple pilau rice with peas as well for us.
Yes. So simple pilau rice is basically you start with the oil, add some cumin, add some cinnamon bark into that. You can add any flavor you like into it. You know, so cooking is all about some passion.
Okay.
So oil, your spices, green peas, soaked rice. Always wash your rice thrice. And soak it. The longer you soak, the better grain you will get out of it. And the less time it takes to cook. Because it gets softer with the water.
Okay.
And then you put your rice and then you put your water into it and seal it and cook it. That's how it is.
Yeah, so in the
rice... Just follow the terms on the recipe.
Rice cookers are amazing.
Yeah, rice cookers are great for that.
Yeah, yeah. So you just everything in together and then the peas are cooking in it as well at the same time and everything. And that's just... Now, let's do... So we've been talking about having some vegetable sides and everything. Cumin potatoes, which sounds like a nice simple vegetable.
This is a very simple dish. Cumin potatoes, I always call them like a three-spice potatoes. I use that. So you have leftover boiled potatoes, cut into dices, whatever shape or size you want. Oil, whole cumin seeds, and make sure your oil is hot. Always put one or two seeds of cumin to crackle it. Once the crackle, then you add your potatoes. Sprinkle some turmeric, little bit of salt, little bit of lemon juice and some fresh coriander and toss it nicely. And you get beautiful potatoes.
Okay.
And so if you love butter, I'm sure you will. So add a bit of a butter to that at the very end.
So like, we fry our potatoes in different ways the next day here. Yeah. So that's a nice, tasty Indian way of doing it. In terms of... people might be afraid of spices and stuff like that. Is there like some limited spices that everybody should have that would do everything for them? Because they get left in the press, Sunil, you know yourself.
People have it for last 20 years in the cupboard and never seen it. You know, they always buy it. So it's better to have five basic spices, five or six. So we do have, every household has a smaller spice box. You know, my cookbook came out last year, which is a great example. We only use 12 spices in it. To do 100 recipes, and it is working out very well. I do get messages from people, it's working for me, I'm loving it and all that stuff. So for the basic spices, you need whole cumin seeds, you need cumin powder, coriander powder, turmeric powder, red chili powder, salt, and maybe a small mix of whole spices where you have cinnamon, sarin seeds, or green cardamom if you want to use them. So that's your basic spices. You don't need 29 or 30 spices to cook Indian food at home.
Okay, so we'll put the recipes up and we're also going to put up a chickpea curry on our website. Sure. And you know what we might do as well is we'll also put up that list of spices for people as well. Okay. And look, I suppose the main thing is people don't need to be afraid of...
It's very doable.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, now all I want is butter chicken and some bread and some rice. Sunil Ghai, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brendan.